good, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad. You recovered from your sleep deprivation over the last couple of days?
I got jet lag. Didn't go anywhere. Anyway, that's the way it goes. I was up at, it was a Friday morning, yesterday morning, whenever it was.
Yep.
It was up at 2 a.m. So, yeah, it was a long old day yesterday, but looking forward to a bit of football this Arbor.
Well, let's have a bit of a look. We'll talk about the Socceroos game in a few moments' time. First thing I wanted to touch on, though, is obviously the end of the season for a lot of the clubs. You know, looking at the football departments, the first person to go, Craig Deans, has stepped down as Jets coach. Any surprise?
Yes. Yeah, big surprise, in my opinion. It came out of nowhere because I spoke to Deansy on, when was it? Tuesday night in Gosford. And he was like, he prepared his side really well. They won well. But I don't know what's happened behind the scenes. Something's happened. It's strange. It's a really odd one. And he looked like he was growing into the role and getting, like, giving young players a go in these last couple of games. And I don't know. It's a bit of a mess up there. It's a weird, weird situation in Newcastle because it's owned by three or four clubs at the moment. They're propping them up while they find another buyer. Because at the moment their current owner kind of is a Chinese guy who kind of stepped away.
Right.
So yeah, it's odd, it's sad because it's a regional area in Newcastle, but it represents football so well and it's a stronghold up there. So hopefully they can sort it out and sort it out quickly.
And of course, with the Newcastle Knights and everything like that, you say the regional town and they do it so well up there and they need to support their club. So we wish Craig all the best in whatever his next move is. All right, Adam, let's get straight into the games. The first one that you're, I believe, going to be calling in just under an hour, Brisbane Roar and Sydney FC.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Brisbane have a big chance of locking down a home final, which is amazing, given that, they've really, not, I wouldn't say come from nowhere, but they weren't one of the favourite options before the season started. But Warren Moon, their coach, has done it really well and brought along a lot of young players and given them opportunities. And there's one kid in particular, Alex Parsons. He's, I'm not going to say he's going to play. I think he's got things ahead. He just looks a talent. He's lovely to watch, and he's got game, basically. That's what I'm trying to get at. So, yeah, this is a big opportunity for Brisbane to have a home final. They take on Sydney, who really don't, like, they don't need anything out of the game, but they know that they're going to have the first week of the finals off.
Yep.
They know that they're going to play their next game is going to be a grand final qualifier. So, yeah, it's a big opportunity for Brisbane. I reckon they'll take it.
Central Coast Mariners take on Western United.
Yeah, Mariners, like a few days ago, I would have said Mariners will definitely win this one because it looks like Western United have kind of buttoned off for the year. But they came up with a really good performance on Monday night, Western, against MacArthur. Didn't get a win, but pushed MacArthur all the way in a game that really meant nothing to them. They've been up here in New South Wales a week in Sydney, so maybe it's hanging down there at Coogee and just chilling out down there that's agreed with them. But they take on the Mariners, who were flat against Newcastle midweek, so I expect the Mariners to bounce back. They've got a massive opportunity to lock down a home final themselves. So, yeah, I'd expect the Mariners to get the job done.
And the Newcastle Jets take on Perth Glory?
Yeah, a bit of a dead rubber this one, unfortunately, now, because Perth can't make the finals and Newcastle, dead rubber because Newcastle are trying to get away from the wooden spoon and consign Melbourne Victory to a spoon for the first time in their existence as a football club. So, yeah, I reckon Newcastle a bit to play for, and the way they played the other night, I'd just favour them.
Well, speaking of the Victory, they take on Melbourne City FC, and I mentioned last time that Melbourne City were either going to have to draw the game or at least win it to claim the trophy, which they did. So, you know, as you said then, also maybe the next week or the week after, this would have been the game potentially if they didn't do it, but a hypothetical is a wonderful thing. But Melbourne City take on Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, they've smashed them in the two previous ones. I think the aggregate at the moment is 13-0 across two games for Melbourne City. I don't think it'll be that this time because Melbourne City have lost three of their best players, Connor Metcalf, Curtis Good and Jamie McLaren for the Socceroos. So I still favour Melbourne City. They're the class side of the competition, but I just don't think it's going to be as easy as the previous two derbies.
And speaking of the Socceroos, just finally, Adam, they played a game in the early hours of Friday morning, of which you know, as we mentioned at the top there, were a bit of sleep deprived. How did you see that particular game going? Was it against Q8? Because I was asleep, I must say.
Yeah, Q8. So these games are hard. You know, it was 10 o'clock at night kickoff over there, and it was 38 degrees at kickoff. So, yeah, and that's Celsius, by the way, it's not Fahrenheit. Yeah, it was ridiculous conditions, but I was actually happily surprised about how they played. They were really fluid, cohesive, and I think there's better things to come from this squad, and
They've got a couple of young players that we don't know much about because they play in the early hours of the morning most weeks. And one kid, he's from Melbourne actually. His name's Aiden Rustic. He's he grew up in Melbourne, South Melbourne. He plays over in Germany at a big club over there called Eintracht Frankfurt. He did really well in the German First Division this season, and he was the man of the match in this game. So, yeah, it was a happy occasion because usually when we play in the Middle East, it's just hard. It's just like an opponent that's really up for it because we're the big gun in the group. Really difficult conditions, but they just swatted that away with a whole heap of ease, the Socceroos. So really happy with that first up showing.
Where do they go to from here now? Because it's like a couple of games, isn't it?
Yeah, there's four games in this current thing. So that was the first one, this current setup. They've got three more games, but it's in a hub situation in Kuwait. Yep. So they don't move anywhere, which kind of helps, really. I mean, it's not ideal being over there in the middle of the night here, but no. It helps. The Socceroos aren't going to play a game in Australia for a very long time. As long as our government has this quarantine rule, it's not going to happen. So they're going to have to be on the road and do it the hard way. But, yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, they can do the business. But, they'll get past these next opponents, no problems. It's in September when the real stuff starts.
At least they'll be able to acclimatise to the conditions. I've just had a look at a tweet that you sent out. Saturday and Sunday, 34 overnight, 50.
Yeah.
Well, and we thought it was hot here in Melbourne.
You'd much rather 10 degrees in the middle of June, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
you whinge about the cold sometimes in winter, but you take that over that garbage over there.
Oh, 50 degrees. No. Oh, as long as there's not a northerly, maybe a southerly. Hey, mate, really do appreciate your time this afternoon and try and get some sleep. Well, you can't because you're going to be calling in just under an hour. So whenever you get a chance to do some sleeping, do so.
I'll sleep well tonight. Cheers, Dan.
Thank you very much. That is Adam Peacock joining us on Gold Central Victoria.